today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have Dr. Roger Lear joining Gene and Chris on the Paracast. Enough jokes about Bones McCoy and Star Trek, because there'll be a new Star Trek movie coming in May, Star Trek Into Darkness, without Khan. And I won't do that invitation. Dr. Lear, we have some questions from our audience at forum.theparacast.com. I know you've seen some of these questions. We'll try to focus on the alien implant ones this particular occasion, and we'll see where it goes. Chris?
Yeah, Blabby Boy has been a poster for a couple of years at forum.theparacast.com, and he has quite a number of very, I think, well-thought-out questions. And I want to go ahead and sort of combine one particular group of questions into a single question, and that is, have you seen any real consistency between these implants, and are you also seeing any sort of evolution from in some sort of sense from the early 90s when you first started getting into this until the present day?
The answer to the first question is yes. We have 7 or 8, to be exact, that if you laid them all out on surgical sponges, you wouldn't be able to tell one from the other. Now, we do have, let's say we can divide them into several categories. We have those that are metallic, we have those that are non-metallic, and we have one which is totally biological. Now, whether there's an evolutionary event occurring, or whether perhaps one species drives a Ford and another drives a Lexus, I'm not quite so sure. But
good analogy.
Most of the objects that we look at, although the morphology, other than the 8, may look different, we, as I mentioned before, we never looked in the beginning to see if these contain carbon nanostructures, because the scientists themselves were arguing the fact that carbon nanostructures couldn't exist. So if they can't exist in nature, then you can't build one, then, you know, why bother looking? But now we know not only do they don't exist in nature, but we can build them and we're using them. Japan is working on using them to weave into fiber for clothing, so that you could keep a person warm in the winter and cool in the summer, or a lady can change the pattern on her dress. The space industry is looking at it to build a mile-high tower from the Earth to launch a space vehicle, therefore defeating some of the gravitational effect, and therefore it's a money-saving device. It's
right, a space elevator.
Right, space elevator. It's the strongest substance known to man. It's being used in advanced aircraft design. It responds almost in an organic manner to electrical currents electronically being applied to it. You know, as I said, we just skipped over the surface of what we find in these objects, but the carbon nanotubes themselves wind up as carbon nanofibers, which, let's say we look at it audience-wise, you take two wires and you wind them together. We have a carbon nanofiber, and then when you take these wire pairs and you wind them together, we have something that looks like a cable, so that's a carbon nanostrand. And then we find these ending in what we call orthorhombic sodium chloride crystals. And to make that very clear, all it is a sodium chloride rectangle of various shapes. Now, sodium chloride in nature doesn't come as rectangles. They come in random crystal, random crystallization. There is no specific crystal form for them. So, as I said, we skipped over something that doesn't include all of what we find either.
Well, another a couple of questions that Blabby Boy has to do with how these objects may or may not integrate with the human body. And he says some alleged implants are said to have some sort of form of coating to allow them to live within the host without upsetting the host's natural defenses. Has this remained consistent, or have you noticed any implants that appeared to start to integrate directly with the host, like latching onto nerves, bones, or other organic tissue?
Both. We find, number one, that there's no inflammatory or rejection reaction to the object, but we have found over half of them have nerve cells that have grown into the organic material that surrounds the object, you know, kind of fusing into it. But that's, again, some advanced technology that we're just looking at. We used to think that, maybe whoever is building these take something of the host, skin or whatever, uses the DNA and then dips the object in the host's own DNA and then implants it. But now that theory looks like it's going out the window, because as the research advances, so does the technological ability to look at these things, and the apparatus also begins to change. For example, the electron microscope using 10,000 kilovolts used to produce an image of maybe 95,000 times magnification. And then as you increase the kilovoltage, you'd get what's called scattering. Now at 20,000 kilovolts, we can look at things 750,000 times magnification. So the equipment does change, and by doing that, we can learn more. But the point being, which I have to mention, is that it appears, again, don't quote me on this because it's not solid fact. When something's a fact, I'll tell you. But it appears that there is what's called a phase in which the inorganic material that the object is made out of becomes organic. In other words, it becomes living tissue, and that is the phase which seems to attract nerve cells, which at one time we thought these devices were using the body's own neuroenergy system, as we do with amputee orthotics. UCLA has done a long project on this. But now we think that the energy that makes these objects tick, so to speak, that may also be broadcast into the object, and the body, being that most of these things are close to the bone, the skeletal structure of our body is being used as an antenna.
I have a fast question here, question.
This is all new stuff,
Jim. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, I have a stupid question before we go on. In each case where you've had these implants, first of all, they were discovered after you became aware that person had an abduction experience?
That's correct. We had to set down a strict set of criteria and protocols because, as I said, there are millions of people all over the world who every day are getting foreign objects within their body. So we have to delineate those from those that have had some kind of a UFO sighting. David Jacobs, for example, says that anyone that has a prolonged sighting of a UFO may be an abductee. So they have to not only come to us initially with an X-ray or a CAT scan that shows some kind of an object, but they also have to be somehow tied into the UFO field or abduction program.
I have another dumb question here, which is, what about a control sample of people who have something embedded in their bodies who haven't had or haven't recalled abductions to see what they might have?
Oh, we have thousands of those. I've been in practice now for 50 years. I've removed hair, paper, nail, metal, coral, even a hair can produce a foreign body reaction. But one of the things I did remove once was a piece of metal, and the patient came in, referred to me by an industry here in Southern California, with the two companions who were wearing suits and had some rather intimidating idea and identification, rather. And they stood there doing the whole surgery, and we removed the object, and they said thank you and took it.
There you go. We have Dr. Roger Lear joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-804-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
In this part of our discussion with Dr. Roger Lear on the Paracast with Gene and Chris, we've been focusing very heavily on his investigation into so-called alien implants to see what's going on. Now, is there any possibility here at all, and I'm looking at this just as an outside possibility, that where implants are found, it's not aliens who are implanting them, but government agents for some strange purpose, using whatever technology they have under development?
That's a pretty good question. I get asked that quite often. You're staying away from the from calling a spade, and that's the black budget technology, which they say...
Well, let's just say that's implied, that there is possibly some top-secret technology that would make it possible to build these things. So basically, Uncle Sam or those engaged in black projects, private industry, whatever, they are spying on us. It's not E.T.
All right, let's look at that in particular, and I can assure you that that is not the case. Case in point, a laboratory that shall go unmentioned in Texas became a total black budget laboratories. I was one of the few individuals who was probably the last one in the UFO field that ever got objects into this laboratory. Now they're working on advanced technology. Here we see a situation in which I'm virtually forced out into the hall where scientists are crowded into a room looking through the electron microscope at some of the objects that I brought in. Standing there 15 feet away from me is the director of the laboratory with a hand on each hip and not a smile on his face. These are government employees, and they're being paid by the government. And I'm sure that the lab director is not happy that they're taking time away from their own particular projects to look at something that he didn't think they should be looking at. So here it just goes to show you that black budget scientists, and now I've gotten to know a few of them, are so far away from anything like this that even if they're 100 years advanced, as I said, this one company said, don't show me anything. It's 100 years in advance because we probably already have it or know about it. So this is stuff they don't know about. So I don't think that, I think this is a good indication that these are not projects of humankind.
Chris, you want to find some follow-up
questions? I just want to ask a question of my own, and that is, you know, you've looked at, you have 16 objects that you feel are bona fide, and I'm just wondering, what is the motivation to implant people? Is this kind of like Earth scientists tracking polar bears or doing some sort of environmental study? What do you think the motivations and the agenda is behind implanting humans with these objects?
Hey, you guys ask good questions. Because if I was sitting in your shoes, that's one of the primary questions I would ask. What's it all about? What's it for? Now, you got to look at the bigger picture in order to try and theorize, and I'll emphasize that, theorize an answer, because if anybody says they had all the answers, then you better put a finger in each ear and run as fast as you can. We don't. there's too much.
Yeah, boy, you just said that was a truism.
You bet. So look at the general picture of mankind, you know, and how we've been kept in the dark. So you have to go back into, you know, very ancient times and to understand what man might be or where man might have come from. I believe that the abduction process in itself, and I'm sure you'll agree if you've read any literature, and I know you're both informed, the individuals who undergo alien abduction, I've been in 42 countries in 7 years, it's not much different in Brazil than it is in Israel or here in the United States. A little bit different stories. But the mainstay, over 90%, involved the taking of ova and sperm. Now, that does not mean that these guys who are doing this are working for the cooking channel and making omelets. Undoubtedly, there's something genetic that's going on. So if you have a genetic manipulation going on, don't you think you'd want to find out what the results of this genetic manipulation is without having to re-abduct somebody 150 times over a period of their young lifetime? So you would do it remotely. Now, based on human logic, and I repeat that again, human logic, how do we know what the logic is of a highly advanced civilization? Could we ever even conceive what their logic is? Could we even communicate with them if they came here?
Well, you know, but that's maybe putting the cart before the horse. We have to first determine there is an advanced race from somewhere else at play, then we can worry about the motives.
Well, you wanted an answer to theoretically what the implants are all about. we know, based on human logic, that if we want to study the hibernation of bears, for example, do we have to tag every bear?
Just a selective sample. But that also goes against what maybe is implied by Dr. David Jacobs, which is that there are millions of people who have been abducted. It seems to me that only a few are necessary to cover the sexual and racial characteristics and maybe certain personality traits.
Not if you want to alter the human race. In order to alter the human race, you have to have a certain number of people which are going to alter their DNA, and then you wait for the progeny to occur. And the way I look at it, and the world situation, if you look at the kids today, and I have never, ever, ever had an argument from any parent or grandparent of a young child that compare them to someone that's 60, 75, or 80 years old. They don't need to go to a TV or go to a book or have anybody tell them certain things. They already know it. The children today are the future of the world, and I think that this is indicative of what's going on a worldwide basis, because if we look at the Middle East, who is it that actually fulminated the revolution in Egypt? It was all people less than 35 years of age using electronic media. That's not the older people. This is a new generation.
Okay, but that doesn't mean we have to assume the new generation is a result of some kind of genetic manipulation, does it?
All right, let's assume that that theory is wrong. Then what other factors are going to alter humankind to a better sort of human being than we already have? You name them.
Okay, you're putting the onus on us, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm not a genetic expert. I don't play one on TV. I don't pretend to know. I am asking the questions because you're the expert.
Okay, well, I don't consider myself an expert in genetics, but I do consider myself a thinking human being with an education and ancient knowledge and, theorizing where man came from in the first place. So looking at it in this way, you can say, okay, it's environmental. It's evolutionary. It's an evolutionary trend. Evolution doesn't occur in a period of 40, 50, 60 years, not even so-called fast evolution.
Yeah, it's a long process.
We'll continue this process. If you want to get in touch with us, contact us on Twitter, where we're known as The Paracast. We have Dr. Roger Lear joining Gene and Chris. You're in
The Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, neighbors. Meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, making presentations to clients, collaborating with your colleagues. Well, make them as simple as possible to run and organize. Use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. Meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you can. For one flat rate, you have phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. options, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
Genetic manipulation? What are we talking about here? We have Dr. Roger Lear talking alien implants, possible alien implants, and their implications with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. Dr. Lear, you had started a response to what Chris had said. Would you continue?
Okay, I think we were looking at the possibilities of a change in human beings and the possible reasons that they could occur.
Before you continue, Dr. Lear, the thing that springs to my mind is that if this is a motivation and possibly, you know, an agenda, then shouldn't we be talking about millions of people or at least hundreds of thousands of people that are being manipulated somehow?
Yes, indeedy.
Because it's just a small sampling of the human genetic pool, as it were. It would take a long time to have that factor into any sort of long-term changes. But you have to have a mass scale of manipulation to really enact some changes that are predictable, I would think.
You're absolutely correct. Now, the Roper poll, which I consider was a conservative poll done in 93 and 96, said that there was approximately 2 to 3% of the American population that was being abducted. And I consider it a conservative poll because there was a lot of people who wouldn't answer the questions. Now, you multiply this on a worldwide basis, and we're talking about millions and millions of people. If we look at a laboratory study, for example, with rats or any fast-breeding animal, and want to create genetic changes, which we can do, how many of them do we have to do before they interplay with each other and produce a total change in the species? Well, it's really not that staggering a figure. Now, I've done studies on growth factors in children over a period of 40 years, and they've been accelerated from 16 to 86%. Now, I'm not talking about IQs. I'm talking about the things like when a child can raise its head, when they can stand up in a crib. when they get their first simple speech, complex speech, stair climbing, and so on. These are all factors.
Well, you're talking about accelerated behavior and some sort of modification of and acceleration of human behavior.
It's not only acceleration of human behavior, but it's also an acceleration of the mental processes of the human being. There are kids today who can do psychometry, who are telepathic. Unfortunately, they're put upon by their parents so that they don't do these things because they find them embarrassing. But there are a greater number of people that can do this. Now, I'll give you another example that's a little closer to home. A couple of years ago, I was in Philadelphia at the Science Museum, and they had a Leonardo da Vinci display in which the museum actually spent the money to build out of wood the mechanical devices that were designed by Leonardo da Vinci. In another room, there was about two dozen pedestal top computers so that a child between, let's say, 7 and 10 years old could reach the top of it. Their parents were undoubtedly young in the 30s, certainly not over 40. What these kids were doing was taking the screens that were on the top of the computers and throwing them up on virtual screens like you see in Hawaii 5-0 or some of the other television programs. This is reality. This is not, you know, entertainment fiction. These computers exist, and they got them right there in Philadelphia in the museum. Well, the kids were building these objects that were put together by the museum. And the parents were standing there scratching their head without the slightest bit of understanding of what the kids were doing. Now, is this the same human as humans that were 35 years old? I don't think so. I'm an old guy, but I have trouble with my simplified cell phone. I don't know what to do with it. I give it to my 22-year-old daughter. You know, and if she can't figure it out, she gives it to my 9-year-old granddaughter.
You have to factor in environmental factors as well. I mean, as we progress and reality becomes more and more complex and high tech, obviously you're going to see an acceleration of young people, even kids as young as 3 and 4 operating computers. And I think a lot of this has to do with environmental factors. I don't think you necessarily have to blame some sort of genetic manipulation on.
Okay, well, maybe you can produce the environmental factors that are producing this kind of effect. You could give me an example.
You know, but you're asking questions of the wrong people here. We're not scientists.
Well,
we're simply trying to speculate on different possibilities.
If what you're saying is correct, Dr. Lear, and you're exclusively looking at individuals who have some sort of conscious recollection of some sort of interaction with something possibly off planet, let's say. Why do people recall, and what is the operative mechanism that allows them to recall and find these implants? Spooky Mulder asks a series of very interesting questions here. He says, why do people recall and find these implants? Do the aliens every now and then forget to bring along a board-certified anesthesiologist? And wouldn't the whole idea of implant be performing a procedure on someone that was unconscious at the time and they wouldn't recall these acts that were being performed on them?
Well, isn't it a little presumptive to assume that the person was unconscious in the first place?
Well, there's got to be some sort of screen memory that's implanted or some sort of hypnotic post-hypnotic suggestion.
Yes, I think that any advanced civilization that has the ability to read your mind, and certainly, you know, I've had that personal experience. So you're talking to somebody that's undergone that, including my wife and my daughter, and an experience that we had in Laughlin some years ago. I wrote about it in a book called Chop Liver. But they have a way of getting into your head. And if they want to produce an anesthesia, they merely suggest an anesthesia. Now, as far as recall is concerned, most abductees don't really have much of a deep recall. They have things that come back that are sort of spotty, little recollections of things. Some wind up with fears and phobias for which they have no explanation. until somebody suggests that, you know, maybe they might help undergoing regressive hypnotherapy, or they may wind up in a mental institution or become an alcoholic or a drug addict because they can't get along with the situation as it is. So they don't all have complete memories. There's not one single case that I've ever come across that had a complete memory of a total recall of the abductive process. They have slight memories. Some have more than others. When we started this investigation, we didn't allow anyone as a surgical candidate to ever have undergone regressive hypnosis because we didn't want the criticism. Yeah, but now that's changed. After doing, 16 cases, and they have, recalls and slight bits of memory, and I have to qualify this, and they want to know more. A lot of people don't want to know more because they might be more upset if they knew than if they didn't. But if they want to know more, then we'll supply them with a qualified hypnotherapist such as Yvonne Smith in the Western United States here in California, who's a student of Bud Hopkins, that will do the regressions. But there is no, unqualified. I've never seen, I've looked at thousands of cases all over the world. I've read Bud Hopkins' literature, David Jacobs, John Max, and so on. There are no cases in which somebody has total recall of an abduction event.
Interesting. I'm looking here at Spooky Mulder's questions, and he's kind of playing a little devil's advocate here. But one of his questions is while conceding that theoretically there could be tens of thousands of people walking around, possibly more, unaware that they have implants, why would the doctor have any patients at all, meaning you? Wouldn't a race as advanced as these guys have perfected the art of unobtrusive or unintrusive implantation? Would the ones that come to light be considered botched procedures? What is the average way? Is there some sort of, out of the 16 cases that you've selected, how are these objects discovered by the individual? Is it by happenstance? Do they feel uncomfortable? Do they have a memory of it being implanted? Is there any sort of consistency in how these things are discovered?
Let's have your answer on the other side, Dr. Lear.
Okay.
Dr. Roger Lear joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-804-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have one question here in our previous segment from one of our listeners, and Dr. Roger Lear, our guest this week, will have the answer. Dr. Lear.
Yes, sir.
Is there any consistency on how these implants are discovered by the individuals? Is it just some object that's seen in an X-ray? Is it all by accident and by happenstance? Or is there some sort of recall that the person has that gives them the idea that perhaps there's something there that should be investigated? Is there any consistency with these cases?
Let me answer that in two ways, because the question from the caller had two parts to it. So, number one, yes, all of the above. Now, as a medical practitioner, no matter what I do, I still have to conform to, the ethics and the laws of the state in which I practice. So if someone came in and said, I have a tack, under my skin in the big toe, and I found it on an X-ray, and I asked them, do you have any discomfort? And they said, no. And I would ask them, well, do you know how you got it? And yes, I stepped on a tack. Does it bother you in any way? And they said, no. And I said, well, does it bother you psychologically? And they said, no. Then it would not behoove me as an ethical practitioner to even suggest that I take it out. So that's one aspect of it. The other aspect is that all these individuals have either some discomfort in the area, whether it be psychological or physiological, and some of them do have actual memories or portions of memories where they were taken and a device was used to insert something, and sometimes they have a pain, or they may wake up the following morning and see blood on the bed sheets and not know where they come from. Now, we haven't mentioned the fact that in any of these cases there's a scar or visible portal of entry. There isn't. So from a medical standpoint, you basically can't get something
in and of itself.
Yeah.
Right. I think there's an issue, though, that was raised and implicit in the previous question from our listener, and that is here we're talking about a highly advanced race that appears to be using somewhat low-tech means to make these implants. You'd think if they have that technology, they could do it in a way that we couldn't detect it, and people wouldn't remember it.
Well, let's put it this way. In dealing with advanced beings, Are they the ultimate in perfection? And if you look at as many abduction cases as I have, you'll see that the answer is no. They may be advanced, but there is no ultimate perfection in the things that they do. Case in point, two little children were abducted from a doughboy pool in the state of Texas. They disappeared, and the parents were extremely concerned, called the police, the neighbors. They did a neighborhood search and found the two young boys drowned in a full-size pool next door. There was no way, there was a 6-foot fence, so there was no way these kids got over the fence. We have many, many cases in which bed clothing, for example, between a husband and wife, inadvertently gets switched. The husband winds up wearing the nightgown, and the wife winds up with pajamas.
It sounds like they have a pretty progressive sexual relationship.
The aliens or the couple?
I'll let you answer that one.
Another case.
Sorry, I couldn't resist. That was
okay.
The devil made him do it. It's Richard Shavers, Deros, sending him their telog rays and telling him what to do.
Yeah, I wish they would have a better, a closer relationship with him. So
the role playing is okay. I mean, it's all right.
Yeah, another case I want to mention before I get off this track was an individual who was coming out of her house. She had four steps leading to the backyard. She was removed from one of the steps in the process of stepping down. They returned her in the opposite direction. Well, as far as she was concerned, she was stepping down. This is not funny, so I don't know why I'm laughing. But she fell and broke her ankle and had a rather dim view of not only the abduction process, but the individuals that did it. So they're not perfect. And as far as the mechanism is concerned, looking at these as primitive mechanisms, the person asking that or proposing that doesn't really know what's inside these objects. These are manufactured, highly technical devices based on the atomic level. In fact, we found an aperture in the metal just recently, which is one atom wide, yet we couldn't see the bottom of the aperture.
No, I think the point raised here was not that the implants themselves were primitive, but the techniques in which they were placed was primitive. And I still think an advanced race would have a way, number one, of implanting them without causing serious injury or hurt. I mean, we've got an RFID chip in our pet dog. And I assure you, when it was implanted, the dog was not very aware of it.
Yeah, you give them a shot and they put the little thing in. But there's no cases in which there's imperfection in the implantation. As I said, there's no scar. So how would you know you got anything in there?
Well, certainly the memory of the experiences. If all you want to do is take samples and all you want to do is make genetic manipulation or just use RFID chips of some sort to monitor them, that could be done in a way that wouldn't be apparent to the victim or the subject.
Human nature is human nature. And, Gene, you know that we are not all the same. You know, we have a wide variety of individual thought processes, some being more acute than others. Some have better memories. You know, we have folks that have natural photographic memories. So their memories are different. Now, if you're going to, let's say you were the doer, you know, sometimes you have problems because it was mentioned before that you have to use sometimes screen memories in order to obliterate the process. And they do. They do that. But as far as doing this in mass, you know, there is no guarantee that either the result or the process is going to be the same in every human. And that,
well, yeah, law of averages, something's going to mess up somewhere.
Sure, that's what I'm saying. So just because they may be an advanced race, you know, it takes a certain number of time to abduct a certain number of human individuals and cause change. And again, we don't have the time, but I could take you back to the biblical literature where this could have been the case. And there's no timeline in all the ancient literature. It doesn't say it was one day, 1 hour, or 1 minute, or 1,000 years. But what it appears that's being done is that they're trying to do this as rapidly as possible. Now, I don't think we're dealing with a bunch of altruists here. I think the stuff that we're doing as human beings, although it does have an effect here, what we do, I think it has a reverberation effect elsewhere. So therefore, the human race itself may be coming quite dangerous to the solar system or the universe.
Yeah, not to mention ourselves.
And not to mention ourselves, exactly.
I told you not to mention ourselves.
Well, do you notice any consistency in actual placement? And have you been able to determine possible usage or end usage based on where the actual implant is found?
Yeah, it looks like, and looking for, several years ago I couldn't have answered this, but I can answer it now. Most of these objects are located in a place where they're fairly superficial and near a bone. We have never found one in the abdominal cavity, in the thorax, or within the confines of the cranium. We've had many, 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 many abductee reports of objects being put in through the nose. But yet, I've never been able to hold one in my hand because in mostly all the instances, they've been expelled either through a bloody nose or a mucus discharge, and the client
you don't know.
All we hear is the stories, and some very specific how this instrument is used to place it up through the nose, and they hear a cracking sound, and etc. But when I was in Italy several years ago, I attended a lecture by some neurophysiologists who were experimenting around on our level with behavior of violent prisoners, and they actually manufactured a chip that could be placed at the base of the brain and then controlled externally and reduce their violent behavior to something that was much more mediated.
In shades of Delgado.
I'll tell you what, before we mediate this, we have something else to mediate. We have Dr. Roger Lear joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.